everyone. Welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jean. Now, we have another term for today called neorealism. Now, neorealism is spelled N-E-O-R-E-A-L-I-S-M. Now, what does neorealism mean? It's a term used to describe films that were made to reflect what is in real life. Now, these movies, probably from 1945 to 1955, were really about what is true in real life. You're not trying to make anything that is outside of what you really see in normal life. And so these directors, especially from Italy, they would go out and they would actually shoot films about things that were ordinary to most people. But it would tell a story as well. Okay, so you would use a lot of things like natural light, handheld shots, things that would bring the feeling to the viewer about this is what life is really like. Okay, so it was a movement within film that describes all sorts of things that had to do with what is actually true to real life. Now, you didn't talk about big dinosaurs or things that were fantasy. Real life. Neorealism. Okay? Coming up, American slang.
Hey, 各位，欢迎来到动感英语。下面你锁定的是 American Slang 部分。我们在美国俚语今天继续呢，来介绍影片。那个影片叫 Dr. Doolittle 2，还记不记得昨天刚讲过的叫《怪医杜立德》的第二集？好，下面你要看到的这个片段呢，是我们的 Dr. D 和一个大熊，一头大熊之间的对话。你可不要小看了这头熊，它可是一个著名的表演明星呢。好，一起来看吧。
Ooh, big bone gal, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
You got any exercise? You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't, but listen, you'd be really lucky to wind up with somebody like her.
Oh, look, I have had so many girlfriends. You know. Okay, look, I've never had a girlfriend, but just bring her by. Bring her by on Monday. That's when I'm dark, okay?
Oh, no, I can't bring you here. You have to go to her.
Whoa, go to her? Where?
She's in the forest.
好，来看今天的美国俚语，带给你的句子是这个叫 You'd be really lucky to wind up with somebody like her.
You'd be really lucky to wind up with somebody like her.
好，我们教给你的这个俚语词组叫 wind up. 你后面可以加上 with somebody. To wind up with somebody means to be eventually in a relationship with somebody.它的意思是两个人的关系最终走到一起去了，我们叫 wind up。 好，我们来看例子。第一个， I hope to get married one day. I don't want to wind up on my own. 这句话的意思是有一天我终要结婚的，我可不想一辈子打光棍，我可不想一辈子单身。好，我们来看第二个例子。你有没有听说那个小马，他和小张两个人好了，哼。那么我会这样回答，这就是我们的例句，我会说 Well, I knew they were good friends at university, but I never thought they'd wind up together. 我早就知道两个人大学是好友，可是怎么也没想到他们两个人会走到一块去。来，我们来看这个句子，叫后面那个半部分叫But I never thought they'd wind up together. Wind up.
Woo! Big bone gal, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
You got any exercise? You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't, but listen, you'd be really lucky to wind up with somebody like her.
Oh, look, I have had so many girlfriends. You know. Okay, look, I've never had a girlfriend, but just bring her by. Bring her by on Monday. That's when I'm dark, okay?
Oh, no, I can't bring you here. You have to go to her.
Whoa, go to her? Where?
She's in the forest.
Hey, 各位，欢迎来到经典对白。下面看到这个片段呢，发生在 Dr. D 还有他的女儿 Daughter 还有一个黑人的小伙子三个人之间的一个谈话展开的。好，我们一起来看一下。
Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey! Get up your homie!
What's up, Dr. D?
I don't know, Eric. Maybe you should tell me what's up.
Yo, man, I came to visit. I figured since y'all love me so much that I was going to stay a couple of days and it was cool.
Oh, no, hell no. Hey, Sharice, I don't understand.
What's not there to understand?
Eric with bags, I don't understand that.
Well, he's been here for a couple of nights. Mama said so.
Oh, your mother said so.
Yes, Mom.
Okay, Eric, you're going to be on the floor in the living room in a sleeping bag on the floor, if you don't have a problem with that. And by the way, Eric, I'm watching you. And not just me, you know, I got eyes all around the woods. You know I talk to the birds, right?
Thanks, Dad.
Yes, sir. Watch your back. Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right. I'm watching you, Eric. I'm watching your back.
刚才这个片段已经看过了，我们有几个原点交给你。第一个是个复习内容，这个句子叫 Hey, what's up, baby?
Yeah, what's up, baby?
What's up is an informal way of asking somebody how they are or what's happening. 这个 what's up 它的意思有两个 在生活里面基本上是两个意思 what's up 第一个意思是 hey how are you doing 打招呼的那么我们的回答可以说 nothing not much 好没什么一般还可以那么它的第二个意思表示 what's happening 都是出什么事了吗 so what's up 有什么事情吗 你来找我 what's up 好了我们各给你举一个例句好吗准备好第一个听好了 so what's up are we going to the movies tonight Hey, 过得怎么样? 今晚去看个电影吗? 今天去看个电影好不好? Hey, so what's up? Are we going to the movies tonight? 好,我们来看第二个例子,听好了。She's been really upset all day long. I don't know what's up with her. 这句话的意思是,她一天不高兴,我也不知道是怎么回事,出了什么事情了? 我这个句子叫, I don't know. What's up with her? Means, what's happening on her?
By the way, Eric, I'm watching you. And not just me, you know, I got eyes all around the woods. You know I talk to the birds, right?
Thanks, Dad.
Yes. Watch your back.
好,来看下面一个原点,这个专业是个词组叫 Watch your back.
Watch your back.
Watch your back is slang for be careful or be aware of what's going on around you. 我们翻译成中文表示 Back 是你的后背 Watch 是提防小心的意思所以小心你的身后它的隐含意思是表示你要多加警惕你要小心再小心 so, Hey, watch your back 好,我们来看第一个例句听好了 Hey, it's a very dangerous situation You really need to watch your back to avoid getting hurt 这句话的意思是 Hey, 你要去对吗? 小心了,那个地方会很危险,所以你一定要多加警惕,以免受到伤害。这个句子我们再说一遍, It's a very dangerous situation. You really need to 多加小心,警惕再警惕叫, You really need to watch your back. 为什么? To avoid, 不定式表示目的, To avoid getting hurt. 再来看第二个例子, 好,今天你来找我,告诉我一个好消息,因为你拿到了一家公司的 offer,他们同意接收你。我看了看公司的名字,我以前干过的公司,也不好说什么,我起码会给你一句忠告,那么我会说下面这句话。Hey, well, if you don't watch your back in this company, you'll find your colleagues taking advantage of you. 这句话的意思是 在这家公司你可要多加提防 提防案件伤害你 提防案件了因为否则的话你会觉得你的同事每个人都想利用你
Watch your back Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Alright
好,接下去这个原点是一个句子叫 You feel me?
You feel me?
Yes, you feel me is slang for asking whether somebody is totally understand or not 好,那么这个用法,那么在电影里面这个 you feel me 意思是你懂我的意思了吗? 那么我们要学的是这个句型, 就是一个主语, like somebody, 动词用 feel, 后面有一个宾语, 就表示宾语问你懂我的意思吗? 好,我们来看第一个例子, I feel you, my friend, I know exactly what you are saying, 这句话的意思是, hey, 朋友, 我懂你的意思, so I feel you, 我懂你意思 I understand you Hey 朋友我懂你意思你要说的事情我都明白 all I can tell Felicia. I've explained to him twice now, but I'm worried he doesn't feel what I'm trying to tell him. 这句话的意思是，我已经跟他解释过两遍了，可是我有点担心他根本不明白我的意思，他根本不明白我要说什么。这个句子叫 He doesn't feel what I'm trying to tell him.
Yo, what's up, baby?
Hey,
Dad.
Hey! Get up, you homie!
What's up, Dr. D?
I don't know, Eric. Maybe you should tell me what's up.
Yo, man, I came to visit. I figured since y'all love me so much that I was going to stay a couple of days and it was cool.
Oh, no, no, hell no. Hey, Sharice, I don't understand.
What's not there to understand?
Eric with bags, I don't understand that.
What are you saying here for a couple of nights? Mama said so.
Oh, your mother said so.
Yes, Mom.
Oh, okay, Eric, you're going to be on the floor in the living room in a sleeping bag on the floor if you don't have a problem with that. And by the way, Eric, I'm watching you. And not just me, you know, I got eyes all around the woods. You know I talk to the birds, right?
Thanks, Dad.
Yes. Watch your back.
I see.
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah, I'm okay. Here.
All right. I'm watching you, Eric. I'm watching your back.
好，我们下面进入 quick review。在俚语部分，我们学了一个词组叫两个人走到一起去，最终结合叫 wind up。你可以加 with somebody， 叫 wind up with somebody。接下去我们学的原点叫打招呼或者问你，嘿，你出什么事情了？有什么事情找我吗？那个问候叫 what's up。好，再往下去有一个词组跟你的身体一个部位后背有关系，舵驾小心，那个短语叫 watch your back。 还有刚刚讲过的一个，你懂我的意思了吗？你听明白了吗？叫 you feel me。 好，别走开，接下去是原声点。
Welcome to Movie Tunes, I'm Vicky. Today we'll be looking at the song Sing Ho for the Life of a Bear from Piglet's Big MovieLet's take a look. Sing ho for the life of a bear. Sing ho for the life of a bear. Ho is just a word we use to express excitement. Sing ho for the life of a bear. A bear in this case refers to Piglet's friend Winnie the Pooh. Sing ho for the expedition. Expedition is an adventure that has a reason. So sing ho for the expedition is expressing excitement for the adventure.It's a fine day for marching, a good day to go. There's a tiny little breeze. Breeze means a soft wind, so there's a soft wind. And when there's honey for the making, the song talks about honey because Winnie the Pooh loves honey. When there's honey to be made, there's a buzz among the bees. The word buzz is the sound that bees make. That's a buzz.So when there's honey to be made, you'll hear the bees buzzing. Now you know what the words to sing ho for the life of a bear means. What a good life. Sing ho for the life of a bear. Let's listen to it together. See you next time on Action English.
Sing ho for the life of a bear.
That's me.
Sing ho for the expedition. Sing ho for the life of a bear.It's a fine day for marching, there's a tiny little breeze, and when there's honey for the making, there's a buzz among the bees.
Sing ho for the life of a bear, sing ho for the expedition, sing ho for the life of a bear, sing ho for the expedition. I'm itching and scratching,
and scratching, and
to find the North Pole.Finding the pole, maybe the COVID is coming for fun and it makes you think.
Sing ho!